I know that I will be prepared to lead my own classroom in the best way possible. Learn more today at emporia.edu/music.
Help wanted. List your job openings on the web and on the air. Log on to kvoe.com for details on this effective and economical way to fill your company's positions. 14 KVOE, live and local. We know you have a lot of choices. Thanks for listening to us.
What's the point of listening to anyone else?
It's all I need.
96.9 FM, 1400 AM, KVOE, live and local. KVOE News, live and local.
KVOE News time is 8:18, currently 68 degrees. Our high today will be 88 with a slight chance of storms by early to mid-afternoon. Well, the Chase County FBLA group has got a couple of different things planned that community members need to know about, and Sophia Glanville, who is a Chase County High School student, has details on both of these upcoming activities as our 8:05 newscast continues.
Sophia, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. You've got a couple of things we mentioned here that you wanted to highlight for sure, and it sounds like the first one coming up is a pancake fundraiser here for the group.
Absolutely. So the Chase County Future Business Leaders of America on Saturday, September 25th, is hosting a cruise and pancake feed from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at Swope Park in Cottonwood Falls.
Cruise and pancakes. How's this going to work?
Yeah, that cruise fits in there somehow, doesn't it?
It does. If you drive in a classic car, you get a ticket to enter into a raffle, which will be like a car detailing kit for your classic car.
Wow.
Ooh.
Okay.
Nice. So how do we get tickets, and how much are tickets?
If you pre-order before September 24th, you get $1 off your ticket. So an adult ticket, if you pre-order, will be $6. And a kid's, which is 10 and under, the ticket will be $4. You can contact Laura Koch here at the high school. Her email is 22KOCHL@USD284.org.
All right, so Swope Park, I was under the impression you may be cruising in and cruising out when we
had the pancakes. Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. This is the pandemic mind of mine now, I guess we have going on. So how will the pancake feed work? Is it sit-down or a take-out? What's happening there, Sophia?
It'll be a sit-down. The menu consists of all-you-can-eat pancakes. You'll receive 2 sausage links, and then we'll also have coffee and juice available.
Outstanding. Okay. Let's shift over here to the blood drive, because it sounds like you've got a blood drive on the schedule as well. And where is that going to be?
This will be at the high school on September 24th in our multi-purpose room. If you don't know where that is, we'll have signs out the day of that you'll see. It'll be pointing to our multi-purpose room. The time of our blood drive is from 11:30 in the morning to 6 that evening.
What is the date for that again?
September 28th.
Okay, which is a Tuesday, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you're right on that.
It's happening. So if we need to make a blood drive reservation, what, do we use the American Red Cross?
Yes, you can reserve your slot through there, or if you find one of our FBLA members or contact the school, they can get you in contact with an FBLA member, and they can get you signed up for that as well.
Good deal. Now, Sophia, talk about FBLA. What got you interested in the group and some of the lessons that you've been able to really pull from FBLA during your time at Chase County High School?
What got me interested in FBLA is that I've always really liked how businesses work. It actually led me to having my own business. And the lessons that I've learned from it are immeasurable. I've learned a lot of leadership skills, communication skills, time skills, which I know definitely that I lack, but the organization has helped me build upon those. And I've made quite a few friends that otherwise I probably wouldn't have made.
Well, as a FBLA student at Chase County High School, you mentioned you have your own business. Here's an opportunity to advertise it free of charge. Go ahead.
My business is called Honeybee Arts Co. If you search that on Instagram, you can find it. It also has the link to my website. I sell jewelry and other handmade goods as well. and I'm free to doing like commission pieces for people if they have an idea and it's not something I already sell in my shop. They can message me there and be like, hey, I have this idea for something, but could you try and make it? And I'd be like, yeah, I'd be happy to.
So you're there from the beginning to the creation to producing these products, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That must keep you very busy.
For the most part, yeah.
I bet.
What else are you involved in over at Chase County High School right now, Sophia?
There's a lot of different organizations that I'm a part of. I'm also a part of our Spanish club. I'm a part of our Quill and Scroll National Honor Society, our Business Professionals Association, and then I'm also on the dance team.
All right, so what year are you in school now?
I'm a senior this year.
This is it then, huh?
Yep.
All right, so we'll take advantage of all the opportunities offered there. It sounds like that is just what you're doing. So, Sophia, one more time, let's give us the dates and times and info on the Pancake Feed and Blood Drive.
All right. The Pancake Feed is Saturday, September 25th from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And it's at the Swope Park in Cottonwood Falls. And then our Blood Drive is September 28th from 11:30 to 6 at the multipurpose room in the high school.
Outstanding. Well, best of luck. Let us know if there's anything else you need from us, and we'll definitely get the word out. So,
thank you.
Thanks, Sophia. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, Sophia Glanville, who's a Chase County FBLA student, a Pancake Feed fundraiser, blood drive happening in Chase County here later on this month. Chuck.
All right, and that wraps up our 8:05 newscast, but we do have What's in Outdoors with Phil Taunton coming your way here very shortly. And then a little bit later on today, we've got Talk of Emporia. United Way Director Mickey Edwards joins us to update the fundraising drive early on in that process yet, and the work of the Plum Place Steering Committee. That's a little bit more established, at least here for this year. So we'll get updates on both coming up during